KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Over the weekend, Wisconsin Democrats held their state convention in Green Bay, bringing hundreds of party members as well as local, state, and federal elected officials together. During a speech to the convention, Governor Tony Evers hinted at a potential third run in 2026 by using the moniker Three-Term Tony. Following the speech, a spokesperson for the governor noted that Evers has not made any announcements for 2026 at this time. While Governor Evers hinted beyond, other Wisconsin Democrats are gearing up for next year's elections. Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler tells WISN-TV's Up Front that his party is doubling down on early voting efforts and working on new ways to reach Wisconsin voters. One of those new ways is having Democratic activists urge their friends, family, and acquaintances to get out the vote.
We're going to be reaching out to people through their existing social networks, making sure that the calls that people get come from the person that they're most likely to listen to. That's called relational organizing. It's one of the building blocks of victory for 2024.
Democrats have enjoyed an early voting advantage in recent elections, but Wickler says he expects more Republicans to vote early next year. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Republican Party of Wisconsin will hold their state convention next weekend in La Crosse. There seems to be a disconnect between state and national Republicans in Wisconsin when it comes to their approach to diversity. Civic Media's Pete Schwabo reports.
When celebrating the Republican wins and the compromise struck in last week's shared revenue agreement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss noted no DEI, or diversity, equity, or inclusion programs, would be funded by the state. Despite that stance on DEI by state Republicans, representatives of the Republican National Committee signed into the framework agreement with the city of Milwaukee last month to promote diversity at the GOP's upcoming 2024 National Convention. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson called the state lawmakers' efforts to tamp down on diversity and inclusion the most troubling non-fiscal aspects of the shared revenue agreement struck last week. When speaking with the Journal Sentinel last month, CEO of the 2024 RNC's host committee stated diversity, equity, and inclusion are at the top of the mind for the committee. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
In the midst of the ongoing budget discussions surrounding diversity, the University of Wisconsin system has a new chief diversity officer, Monica Smith, beginning today. The UW hire comes as Republican state lawmakers look to defund diversity offices on college campuses around Wisconsin. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A Door County 911 dispatcher received a call that her own home was on fire. Dispatcher Marissa Anderson of Forestville got the call around 8 a.m. Friday and soon realized it was her son who was making the call. In addition to reporting the fire, Anderson's 12-year-old son was able to evacuate his sister and her friend. All humans were marked safe, but several family pets did not make it. The Southern Door Fire Department says the fire caused significant damage to the home. Three people were arrested during a drug bust in Marinette County. Authorities conducted a search warrant on June 7th at a home in Amberg and found 20 grams of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. The search was conducted by the Northeast Tri-County Drug Enforcement Group. In high school sports, the Kekauna Galloping Ghosts won their third straight state softball title. The girls notched their 81st straight win in the process as they beat Superior 4-0. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a big win over Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a dominating 10-2 victory over the Orioles last night at American Family Field. Willie Adames got things started in the bottom of the first. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports.
And he sends out one to field. He's watching this one fly. And Adames, welcome back to the lineup. A solo home run in the first inning.
It was Willie's first game back after being hit in the temple by a hard foul ball while in the dugout May 26th.
Sometimes, you know, this game will hit you, you know, I mean, after I got hit like that, you know, I felt like that was like my first game this season. You know, like I was so full of energy. You know, I was just having so much fun, and I think everybody was having fun.
Joey Weimer with two home runs and all 16 hits for the Crew. Craig Counsell joked after the win.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. We went and I went and hit everybody in the face with a baseball after that. And
Corbin Burnes was brilliant on the mound. 8 scoreless innings on 96 pitches, striking out 9. I asked him, what was the key?
Just getting ahead in the count, attacking with a cutter. Curveball and changeup was kind of hit and miss all night. So had those been on point, that would have been even more fun.
So the Brewers go for the sweep this afternoon. A 1-10 start, Kyle Bradish against Milwaukee's Colin Ray. And there's doubleheaders scheduled today in New York and Philadelphia after the Yankees and the Phillies had to call off their games due to smoke from those Canadian wildfires. NFL, the Packers wrapping up OTAs this week. Next week is the mandatory minicamp. In the NBA Finals, the Nuggets with a 109-94 win in Miami last night to go up 2-1. And the Bucks' new head coach, Adrian Griffin, got to meet some of his new players, including Marjan Beauchamp, who says he's now off to see Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm actually taking off to Greece tomorrow, so I'm supposed to meet him.
Over in Greece?
Yep.
What are you guys going to do while you're over there?
Train to go, and we're going to get ready for next season.
That's the Bucks' Marjan Beauchamp with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. And we got to listen to Earl. Hi, Earl. Hi, Earl. This is Miss Anonymous.
All right. Good morning. And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And we've got a very special guest this morning, the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, none other than Mr. Cavalier Johnson. Good morning to you, Mayor Johnson. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
All right, man. You ever hear this other guy on the other end of the phone?
I hear him. I hear him. The Grave Digger himself.
None other than the Grave Digger. So, Mayor Johnson, every Monday we normally have a conversation with the Grave Digger, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And because we couldn't get you in at any other time, we're going to certainly kind of usurp that for now. But this is really an important time for the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. With tremendous decisions that have to be made that will impact and affect the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County for decades to come. Where are we right now with the decision that is going to have to be made? Your thoughts, the Common Council is in a position that will determine the future of our city for some time to come. You say what, sir?
You're absolutely right. This has been 30 years in the making, 30 years in the making where the city of Milwaukee has been underfunded, has had a loss of shared revenue that's been diverted by the state to other priorities, and the fact that the city of Milwaukee has not been in a position to utilize a tool such as a local option sales tax to pay for services that every other major city in the United States is able to take advantage of. All right, like Milwaukee has been on an island when it comes to major cities in the U.S. And after 25, 30 years of infighting on this, of trying to get an increase in shared revenue, of trying to implement a sales tax to capture dollars from the visitors who come here, from the folks who live in the suburban communities who come to Milwaukee every day for work or play, we're finally there. We worked with the legislature, we worked with the governor, and there's an agreement presently to both increase shared revenue and to present Milwaukee the opportunity to implement a local option sales tax. And the state government has indicated that the Common Council, the local elected body, will be the vehicle in which we would be able to implement this new sales tax via an ordinance. And now it's up to the Common Council to vote on that. And the question before the council is this: like, are we going to allow ourselves to divert course from flying off this fiscal cliff that's been 30 years in the making by voting to accept this sales tax to make sure we preserve and increase police service, that we preserve and increase fire service, that we keep our libraries open in Milwaukee, or not? Are we going to go and fly off that cliff? So that's really the lay of the land right now. That's the choice, preserving, protecting, and growing services in Milwaukee, or allowing us to go insolvent. And my experience and my belief, my experience as a council member in the past and my belief as mayor is that when big questions like this come before the city council, they typically will vote to make sure that they protect the interests of the city. And so that's what I expect this time around as well.
So a couple things, Mayor Johnson. Gilbert is from Detroit. And I remember when Detroit wound up going into receivership. I don't think they've ever recovered from that. Gilbert, you remember when those things happened in Detroit?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a thing where you got your eye on it, and then it really happens, and then it really takes over. So it's a point where, you know, you're walking around, there's no streetlights, you know, around the city of Detroit.
Even today.
I mean, how does that happen?
Even today? You know?
Even today, man. I mean, if you start off with, okay, we're bringing in three or four casinos and we building around those three or four casinos and it's spiraling out, the people on the outside are pissed off because the people on the inside of that spiral are getting what they need. On the outside, they're not. So, you know, it's a give and take type thing, but you got to take.
So Mayor Johnson, let me say this to you. I think that as a taxpayer, a lifelong resident of the city, and a property owner, that we, the citizens of the city, need to be as educated as we possibly can about this decision. And my fear is that far too many citizens and property owners may not know in totality what is happening here. And I had some conversations with people. I think it's important that we, the community, understands totally what we're up against. And so even though it's a representative government, our elected officials need to be made aware of what we, the citizens' thoughts are, and we need to be educated before those decisions are made. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, Earl, I don't disagree with that notion. Again, I have pointed out when I've been in the committee rooms testifying on this really historical opportunity for Milwaukee to have the resources that it needs to survive, to continue providing services that citizens like yourself depend on and your neighbors depend on. When I've been in these rooms, I, you know, tell folks, you know, yes, I'm the new mayor, and new being relative here. I mean, the previous mayor was here for nearly 20 years. I'm here for just over one
right
now. I tell them that, you know, these issues are not new.
Correct.
These issues are they're not brand new. I point out the fact that the Wisconsin Policy Forum has been writing up reports and discussing this issue going back to 2009. You know, that's the year that I graduated from college, 2009, right? The bell has been ringing on this for well over a decade, you know, educating anybody who would pick up, you know, copies of the report, anybody who would watch the news and see the producers of the report talking about the impending financial doom. Anybody who would pick up a newspaper and read about those issues as well. So, and even now, you know, with the conversations with you, with the conversations I've had with, you know, other media outlets, you know, we're working to make sure that folks understand exactly what's at stake here. And it's all those things that I mentioned, right? If we don't get these resources, you know, if we don't take up the opportunity to have this historical investment in our local government operations, you know, we'll be looking down a future, much like Detroit did, that you and Gilbert are talking about, right, where our services will be severely diminished. If folks have concerns about public safety, for instance, if folks are concerned about that, well, if we don't get these resources, that means, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of police officers not on the beat anymore. If folks are concerned about, you know, fire service, and not even just fire service, because the fire department responds to medical emergencies too. They respond to non-fatal shootings. If they don't want to see those non-fatal shootings become fatal in some instances, just imagine what our reality would be if there's hundreds and hundreds of firefighters who are no longer on the job because we have to close the budget gap without these additional resources. You know, if folks are concerned about, you know, having a safe place for kids to go, or having investment in their neighborhoods like we've been seeing over the past decade with the city of Milwaukee rebuilding, reconstructing, modernizing our library system for the 21st century, just imagine where we would be if we don't have these resources. Our library system would basically be non-existent.
So, Mayor Johnson, I understand all of those things, and I agree with you on what would happen if this thing didn't move forward. But I'm also aware, as many others are aware, of the stipulations that they put in place that force people to even look at it with a jaundiced eye. You know, the fact that, you know, they're taking away local control over so many things. And they kind of put you and others in a position where, you know, you had to make a decision and had to give some things up that people probably would have never thought they would have to give up, because there was no choice in the matter. Because after the end of the conversation, it was whether or not these resources were going to come into the city or not. It's just shameful, in my opinion, that all these other things had to be given up for that.
Yeah, you know, and I have gone on record publicly, you know, again, at those committee hearings at the Assembly, at the committee hearings at the Senate, as well as in my private conversations with Republicans as well, that I have a strong aversion to their imposition on local control and their desire to implement, you know, these policies that only affect Milwaukee and are not related to the financial issue that we find ourselves to be in.
Draconian policies.
But, you know, I didn't go in and say, hey.
No, I know. It's not, Mayor Johnson, I'm not blaming you for any of these things, because, as you stated, those of us who've been around long enough know this occurred long before you even got into office. And for people to somehow think that there was something you just getting into office could do to change what, you know, the state has been doing to the city of Milwaukee for far too long is just not true. You know, this happened long before you got there, and your hands were tied as well as the county executive hands were tied. So, listen, I know you got a couple minutes.
I think I got a couple minutes, yeah.
Okay, we got to go to a quick break. When we get back, we'll continue the conversation. Mayor Cavalier Johnson's on the line. We'll be right back.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 68. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows around 51. Cloudy skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 61. Turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to the Early Evening Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you are joining us and you're looking for Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, he's on, but we had a conversation. I asked if we could get the mayor on to talk about what is a critical decision time for the city of Milwaukee. And so Gilbert's in the background, and I'm thanking him for that. Mayor Johnson, I just wanted to say, and that's why I asked you to hang on, what you and County Executive Crowley have done in your short period of time in office, we are very proud of. You walked into a hornet's nest. This has been brewing for a long, long time, as you stated. And clearly, there was not even conversations between the former mayor, the former county executive, and the state legislature. Safe to say that, right?
I think it's safe to say that if those conversations were happening, they certainly didn't lead to the point where we are now. I mean, I think that it was a desire of the former office holders to get something done. I mean, they saw the same fiscal cliff coming. But now, you know, with County Executive Crowley and myself, we were able to get over whatever hurdles may have been there and actually, you know, get to some agreement. And I think that's what we should be celebrating right now.
In total agreement, I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just wanted to say that one of the things that I know I'm looking to do and some conversations that I've had with others is to at least bring citizens into forums so they understand the magnitude of what is going to happen in this city. Everybody, unfortunately, doesn't listen to radio. Everybody, unfortunately, doesn't listen to policy forums. And there's so many people in our community who are uninformed. And I think that it's critically important that these people be informed, Mayor Johnson, so that the decisions that will impact their lives and our lives are made based on them having the proper information, and that way, you know, we can move forward knowing that these decisions have been made in an educated manner.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. Look, We are doing the circuit and going around and having conversations with folks as frequently as possible. Just as a matter of fact, just yesterday, I was over at Holy Redeemer Church for the community baby shower and having these conversations with community members there.
Right.
So we were there focused on, you know, the one issue, but this also came up and we had conversations, you know, with folks that were interested and concerned about this issue as well. So we're working.
I know. So my thing is, Mayor Johnson, you guys can't be everywhere. And, yeah. And so we need an all hands on deck information to get out to our community. And so it's great what you guys are doing, but you know, those of us who can, we'll need to at least make sure that we help in that manner. Gilbert, there's something you wanted to ask the governor, I mean the mayor, before we let him go.
First of all, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, that's a hell of a name. That is a hell of a name. Second of all, I ain't going to be as long-winded as Earl. I just want to get an opportunity to maybe pull on your earlobes about these kids in Milwaukee. Hopefully I can get a chance to come in and sit down in your office and have a good conversation with you.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. And I know, you know, the work that you've done over years with the camps over at North Division, I've seen you there many years before I was mayor. And I've appreciated the work that you've done. We've got a strong focus on that, working with young people. I come from youth-serving organizations myself, participating in those growing up. So I know the value in those, and I'd love to have that conversation with you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Mayor Johnson, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out. It's always good to talk to you.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you guys very much. Yeah. Have a great day.
Keep up the good work. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson. You know, Gilbert, young man, weight of the world on his shoulders, a decision that's going to be made that now is out of his control. It's in the control of the common council for the city of Milwaukee. You're from Detroit. And I remember telling people, when Detroit was faced with a similar situation and the city of Detroit went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And as you stated, it's never recovered. That's almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long fight back up, man.
Yeah.
A long fight back up.
Because I've heard some people say, well, let us go bankrupt. I said, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Right?
No, man, you don't. That's more empty houses. That's right. More a lot of things being taken away and a lot of programs taken away. And people don't realize it until it happens.
Right.
Don't let it happen.
Yeah, you know, man, because I remember Detroit as the Motor City.
Hustle right? And bustle.
Yeah.
Motown.
Man. Yeah, Detroit was one of the most powerful cities, black cities in the United States during
those times. And now it's banking on these casinos downtown, and they done pushed all the sports teams downtown. You know what I'm saying? So it's a revitalization that's happening slowly, though.
So when we get back, Gilbert, we got some stuff we want to talk about. Is under the helmet with the grave digger.
Thing, is it? Man. Is it, man? Is it?
Thank you.
It should be under the grave. It should be under the grave with Earl Ingram.
Right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A large part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia is out of commission. An overpass that carries the roadway collapsed after a tanker fire. Angela Lewis was on the road Sunday morning as it was already sagging.
I was just like so scared. The only thing I literally was thinking about was my daughter.
She crossed the bridge minutes before it collapsed. Another mass shooting, this one in Annapolis, Maryland. Three people were killed, three more were hurt. Authorities say a person of interest is in custody. Former President Trump wakes up at his golf club in New Jersey.
The former chief executive is expected to head to Florida a day ahead of his federal court appearance and arraignment Tuesday on the classified documents indictment, say sources familiar with the planning to ABC News. They also say Mr. Trump and his close allies have been working the phones in search of lawyers to hire.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Italy's longest-serving prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi, has died after a battle with leukemia. He was 86 years old. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
Democrats and progressives handily won recent elections for Wisconsin governor and state Supreme Court, but they should be careful not to get complacent. That's according to Marquette University pollster Charles Franklin.
There may be a sense that they've got this in the bag, but if you look at our recent very close elections for president, recently for senator, then I think there's reason to say this state is still very much a swing state.
Franklin tells up front that Wisconsin Democrats appear guardedly optimistic heading into next year.
Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced that Wisconsin 172 will be closed overnight this week. The road work will take place between I-41 and Austin-Strawble Airport. In high school sports, the Kekauna Galloping Ghosts won their third straight state softball title. The girls notched their 81st straight win in the process as they beat Superior 4-0.
Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number under the helmet with the grave digger. So Gilbert, you're a movie buff, huh?
I enjoy my movies, yes, I do.
You know, prior to maybe the last, when COVID came in, I think I've never saw a movie all the way through, man.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't watch a movie all the way through.
What'd you unless do, fall asleep?
Unless it was sci-fi.
What'd you do, fall asleep? Or
yeah,
what?
Man.
Yeah. You ain't had nothing to do. You couldn't go nowhere.
COVID
slept
is,
all day.
Yeah, COVID is when I first finally saw, I think, a movie all the way through. I just couldn't.
No,
there's
man.
Something about it, man. It would put me to sleep. Something wrong, unless it was a sci-fi movie. You know,
no.
You would have made.
I enjoy.
You would have made a good sci-fi creature, man.
Creature.
No, man. I'm only joking. So tell me this, Gilbert. You. What are the kind of movies, man? You love movies, man. What kind of movies?
Man, but you know what? I want to set the scene. The summertime movie lineup. You know, if you. It's action. It's superheroes flying all over the place. It's all kind of good movies coming out. And to be honest with you, it's back to back weekends, man. That they got some great movies coming out.
Like what?
They had 1 week or 2 weeks ago they had Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Oh my god!
You laughing?
But that movie grossed. Well over any kind of crazy movie you like.
The only reason I'm laughing is because how many times they gonna trot out Spider-Man?
Who is Miles Morales? Who is Spider-Man?
I don't know, man.
Peter Parker, right?
Yeah, right. Peter Parker.
Miles Morales is the new Spider-Man. His color is not Caucasian.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm saying.
There's a black Spider-Man?
Miles Morales. Yes. And everybody love him.
It's still Spider-Man.
It's still Spider-Man though. Yes, yes. And the week after that came the Transformers movie, which I haven't seen yet. And then after that, The Flash. Is coming out with Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Let me finish, man. Michael Keaton as Batman. Remember Michael Keaton, Batman, 1989?
Michael Keaton as old as I am.
Well, jump in there and tell him that and see if he don't slap some sense into you. Go on. Hey, man, only tell him how old he is.
Listen, man. That's just like Harrison Ford. He's about 80 years old. What's the name of the movies Harrison Ford? Movie?
Indiana Jones, man.
I'm ashamed
of you.
What?
That's just like somebody telling you too old to get on this microphone.
Man, he's 80 years old. He shouldn't be playing Indiana Jones.
Yes, he should. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the fans want it. They missed him as Indiana Jones. If he can still run
and jump and put that whip on, listen, man,
he can do his thing.
He's 80 years old. I'm guaranteeing you he can't run and jump.
I love to see him do his thing as Indiana Jones one more time. Just like they said about Rocky. Oh, my God. He's too old to throw a punch. He's still in there.
So you like superhero movies?
I love them.
Yeah.
Any kind. Marvel, DC, you name it. I'm not a one guy that's, I'm just a Marvel fan. Or I'm just, no, any kind of superhero movie, I'm going to watch it.
Well, so
even Shazam, they said was so bad, but I'm going to watch it.
Well, Shazam, man. Wasn't that with Shaq?
Stop.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Calvin, cut his mic. Please cut his mic. Please.
Hey, man.
Making me look bad.
So, you know, you this big movie buff. And yes. And you said you still got all the different kinds from VHS to Blu-ray.
Yes.
You know,
I got all of them. VHS, Blu-ray, laser disc.
So man, I stopped owning the movies when streaming came out.
Well, I'm a hard copy dude, man. I still go to Best Buy. And get my movies.
Wait, there's still a Best Buy?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I thought they went out of business.
Best Buy ain't gonna never go out of business.
Oh,
Best
I was thinking, oh yeah, okay, Best Buy. Yeah.
Somebody of PhD that knows something about the brain, please give him a call. Please give him a call.
So here's where we are, man. Right now we're in between as with football, right? Right now, as I scour everything, people wonder, why aren't you talking about football? Well, that's why it's under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Because right now, football is ramping up. Okay?
I can smell it.
And you know what? I'm not looking to rush it. Normally, I can't wait to get football and make it happen. But, man, we don't want the summer to go that quick.
No, we don't, man. Right. We want to talk. That's why it's under the helmet, right? We talk about a whole kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, any kind of sport. Just like this. I love MMA, right?
Oh, yeah.
The GOAT, Amanda Nunes, fought last week.
And she retired.
I almost cried, man.
Yeah.
She is among the elite when she throw them hands. OMG.
So for women who may not understand it, but man, you know, I've seen some of those women in martial arts, and I used to believe, man, there was no woman who could whoop me.
Earl, any woman can whoop me. Literally and physically whip you.
Amen. So, but I started watching those women, and women are some great athletes, man.
You know,
I grew up in a time when women, they played tennis, golf. They didn't do too many physical sports, but women today, man, a little bit different.
Women today are an athlete that can compete in every sport on this planet. I am basically ashamed that we don't have a professional NFL-like team on TV. Every sport, women. I mean, they NBA, try. Yeah, NBA got the women's league. WNBA. Why can't the NFL have the women's league?
Well,
these girls out here be putting it down, man.
Well, Gilbert, they did have a women's football league on television. Remember?
They was half naked. That shouldn't be, man. They should be able to put on the uniform and go out and ball. I've seen women that got the passion to ball. You know what I'm saying? They put the work in to ball. It's a lot of leagues out here that don't get no recognition.
That's true.
And they need that recognition. You need to have a league for let these girls go out and play football and let these guys know that these girls can hit too.
So you know, Gilbert, I saw some of the women. It's pretty physical, man.
You better say it right. You better say it right.
What do you mean? I mean, they were in lingerie. But that part of it, I wasn't, you know. The only reason I watched it is because, you know, I'm a radio talk show host. I got to be able to say what I'm seeing, and that's the only reason I was watching it, so I'd be able to let people know.
That was the only reason. Sure.
I know. Yeah. But anyway.
Why do you think women watch football? Because they like the physicality. They like the guys in the tight pants. And some of them even really enjoy it as a fan.
Well, I
can't. So why wouldn't they want to play in a game like that?
Well, women playing football.
I encourage it.
Well, you know, I see them playing basketball and to be quite honest,
soccer, with
you, they've really
baseball, had, they've softball, really, whatever.
Their skill levels are really high.
Yeah, they you are.
They just don't have the physical.
Plus, they do have a physical, Earl. They don't have to go against no man. They have to go. They stay in certain situations with certain women and they're going to play the game. You know what I'm saying? Well, just like we play the game. I mean, there's some men out there that shouldn't even touch the football.
Well, you know, Gilbert, they would clearly have to start something like that on a high school level. And yeah, you got to ask the questions, why wouldn't they start it there? And then college. But, you know, yeah, them. And that's where that has to start, right?
Yes, it will be a big market for a college to start a football team. You know what I'm saying? It would be a big market for it to start in high school just because now you're getting more kids in the game. You're getting more equipment out. You're spending more money. You're doing this, that, or the other. It's a shame that the women are not being able to be in a professional league.
Yeah, well.
Real professional league, not that lingerie.
Football is – well, you know you played it. I mean, that's a monster game, man.
It is.
You know, that's you dishing out hurt and painting on people.
And I know some women that will dish out that hurt and will dish out that pain.
Well, I'm glad I don't
some
know
some tough any. Cookies.
Hey, I'm glad I don't know any.
You keep on talking, you will. Keep on talking, chump.
hey, man. So let's do this, man. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, under the helmet of the Grave Digger. So, Gilbert, right now, while football is kind of dormant, and we say it's dormant, but for the guys who are fighting for positions, this is a hot time for them, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you're coming out, you got to worry about the new guys that's showing up on campus, as you say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like we was talking about earlier about the OTAs, and people don't understand why this, that, and because, you know, for the most part, an OTA is to familiarize the young guys with what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. It's a point where we get these guys in, we do all this, that, and the other. So when training camp come, we ain't got to rehash the wheel. Y'all in this thing, and we going for it.
Let me ask you, man. When it's a time like now in Lambeau, it hasn't been like that for a while. You got a lot of young players coming in, more so than normal. And how do veterans feel when they see these young cats hungry? You know, you've been out there 3 or 4 years. You got some bumps and bruises. You got some millions on your contract. And it's a hungry young cat coming up. Are you aware of them cats around you?
Absolutely. And the great veterans pull those young guys in and help them
out. Yeah, but I'm talking about not the starters, but some cat who, you know, second string, third string. They got to be terrified.
Yeah, they got to be terrified, man. Yeah, I mean, because what they say, not for long. That's the thing for the NFL, not for long, man. But you got to be confident in your skills. And if you got any doubt, I mean, it's just like the young athlete nowadays have a lot of doubt. You got to keep reassuring them. You got to keep pulling them along. That's just how the new athlete is. And we, as veterans, no matter if you're a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year guy, we got to help them out, man. I mean, don't be afraid that you.
Even if they're coming after you.
Even if they're coming out your job, because I always encouraged it. I had young guys coming up. Steve Warren, all these guys coming up. I didn't shy away from them. I helped those guys because eventually they're going to be in your shoes.
All right, got to go to the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
Junior Mafia, represent baby.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies. High of 68, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 61. Overcast. Upper 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Low 70s, partly cloudy skies Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
You don't stop. That's what they call me,
boo.
That's what they call me.
Keep on coming.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. It means under the helmet with the gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, that's got to be a tough thing, man. You know this cat's coming for your job. And you know he's hungry. You know he doesn't have the bruises, bumps and bruises. And you know more than anything else, he's cheaper than you.
Sometimes he could be more than you. And pushing him to take your job. Eventually, something got to give.
So this whole, because football is a team game. And everybody who's in, you know, that's a Packer. Everybody, I don't care if they're coming off the street and they put them in that green and gold and they put on that helmet. All of y'all won, right?
I wouldn't say we all won because we all got a common goal. That's to get to the championship. And whoever steps up to win that position is going to help us win the championship. And sometimes it's a long road. Sometimes it's a road that can't be traveled for some guys.
Yeah, so do you have to build this camaraderie? That has to be built. Can it be camaraderie when they first come into the camp, rookie camp and all of that? Or does the camaraderie build only after they've made the team?
Camaraderie is built over time. You know, because you're going to have a guy that comes in. You're going to, like, for instance, we'll have an offensive lineman come in and we don't like him. You know what I'm saying? And then if the coaches come to you and say, they used to come to me in Santana all the time and they say, hey, we like this guy, but we don't know how good he is. I want you to put the business on. And me and Santana sent a lot of them packing because they wasn't what they thought they would. You see what I'm saying?
Put the business on.
But a lot of them stayed, you know what I'm saying? But that's how you build camaraderie, by going through the wars, in-house wars, like with your brother or your sister. Y'all always at each other you know, but at the end of the day, we all your love family. Each other. We got one common goal.
So let me ask you, Gilbert, then it's different now. Because back when you were playing, you know, it was much more physical during these camps and all these.
Oh, my things. God, yes.
Do you
yes.
think they've done the right
Powder thing? Powder puff right now.
Well, do you think they've done the right thing by taking all that physicality out? Do you think it's hurt yes, they the game have. In the long run?
No, I mean, it's longevity now, Earl. If they keep doing it this way, you can play longer. If you keep doing it the way we were, you will not. You know what I'm saying? I think I could have played 15, 20 years during if we had this schedule. Because the wear and tear on your body and practice, which is 6 days or basically, 6 days out the week. And the seventh is like game day where you're like, oh, I could play a game and relax now.
So you mean to tell me, man, you cats were hitting that many days a week?
Earl, training camp was a month long. Training camp was you get your hitting at 8:30 in the morning. Your bones don't wake up at 8:30 in the morning. Right. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh my God, Earl. So it's a whole different game compared to physicality.
So right so now. So did they ever back in your day? Put the number one offense against the number one defense. They never did that.
Oh, absolutely. Mike Holmgren did that a lot. Certain situations, because he got to see who his dogs are. And we enjoyed it because now we get to hit the number one dude, except Brett Favre.
Yeah,
Don't touch Brett Favre.
But they're running the risk of injuries.
Yes, but injuries is going to happen. You can't be scared to that you're going to lose somebody, Earl. That's just the way of the game.
But that's the way they do it today.
Yeah, today they don't really.
They got all that money.
I mean, they might go ones on ones, but they might do it in shorts.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They ain't going to go full tilt like we used to, ones on ones. You know what I'm saying? Because we had to find out who the guy was that we're going to go into battle with. That's the only way you're going to find out. Letting them do it in shorts ain't gonna give you nothing.
Well, but that's okay. So, but that's what they're doing today. They must.
That's what they're doing today. And they found a way. And that's what I'm saying. There's a way. It's just like boxing. It's just like anything. They find a better way to get the job done.
Yeah, and
just like no one told us about concussions,
right?
Until now,
right?
You see what I'm saying? Stinger. Yeah. Oh, you got a stinger. Go take two plays off coming.
So that's what they were calling the stinger back then. It's concussion.
Stinger
today.
Was a concussion, man. Your bell rung was a concussion,
right,
man.
Right, I remember that.
But they didn't tell us that.
They
you
didn't
see what
know
saying?
Though, right? They didn't have the
information. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? I'm assuming they didn't know the information, Gilbert.
They knew the information. They had the specialists and doctors then and now. That's why I went to when I had to go to the doctor to get my head checked out. I asked the doctor. I said, "Doctor, has the brain changed from 1929 to 2023?" He said, "No, it has not." I said, "Oh, okay, all right then."
Yeah. So, you know, man.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, it's
CTE is for real.
Yeah, it's not.
It's for real.
It is not.
But I ain't complaining, Earl. I ain't complaining. If we knew, if we didn't knew, we stupid, so we'd have done it all again.
That was your love for it.
Because of love of the game, man. Yeah. You put that taste in somebody's mouth, you can't get it out.
You know, man, I loved it. I love the game today, you know, and we'll always love it. Because there's nothing like the game, man.
Ain't nothing like it, man. When you go against another man and whoop his ass. You probably ain't had that pleasure. You probably got your ass whooped.
Come on, man. I did all right, I guess.
You did. Hey, Earl, I commend anybody that put on a helmet and kept it on.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Hey, man, we got to run. Good talking to you, my friend.
Same here, brother.
Yeah, we'll be back on the gridiron next week.
Next week, next Monday.
Yeah, all right.
More capers. All
right,
okay, brother. Calvin, I'll holler at you.
That's the grave digger. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. See you later.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be BBC News. I'm